Time now for Glenn Macnow to step out on the wire, to go to the top of the building, to go on the ledge, and make some bold predictions.
Why do I feel you're giving me a little nudge off that ledge?
Because I know
there.
How good they're going to be.
Yeah, they're going to be tremendous. Here you go. Here's bold prediction number one. Tyrod Taylor, the Bills' young quarterback, who I like, by the way, is going to have a very difficult time passing against the Eagles' defense, believe it or not. He's had a couple of rough games, but he's got his feet, and his feet are good, and he's going to run for 50 yards against the Eagles.
That's a good thing or a bad thing?
I actually think it's a good thing because I think he's going to have a tough time passing. So he's going to be in some trouble. 50 yards won't kill you,
okay. But
he is dangerous that way, all right?
So amazing. I really do. When you look at what Tyrod Taylor has done, his numbers are, they're amazing. I mean, Tyrod Taylor is somebody that I don't think the rest of the league thought was a starting caliber quarterback. The job that Rex Ryan has done certainly outshines the job his father ever did with an offensive player.
With a plan?
He actually
with
developed
a, strategy?
A quarterback.
Yes, he
and
has.
It certainly helps to have Sammy Watkins and Charles Clay and Robert Woods and LeSean McCoy around you.
Yeah, he's done well. He's done well. All right, here you go. Number two. The surprising thing is you can pass on the Buffalo Bills. Their defense was touted to be so good this year. Their defensive line was really regarded as one of the best in the league. It has not been. Here you go. Their defensive line collectively has fewer sacks, quarterback hits, and hurries than J.J. Watt by himself.
And why is that? With Mario Williams and Marcel Darius and Jerry Hughes, it just doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up, and I can't, you know, I don't watch the Bills every week, so I can't tell you what's not working, but it's not working. I think their defensive line has 11 sacks this year, and so therefore I will predict a clean line by the Eagles' defense, the Eagles' offense, a clean game by the Eagles' offensive line. I will say the Bills will have one sack.
One quarterback sack. And how about the running game? Do you see the Eagles running the football?
I don't see that in the bold predictions here,
Dave.
Okay.
I'm
sorry.
All right,
it's
number three.
There. Number three. Here you go. All of that, and this plays off of the other one, means that Sam Bradford's going to have a good game. He has not had a 300-yard game since the Saints game, mm-hmm. October 11th. He will throw for 300 yards this week.
Quarterback passer rating of over 99 his last three times out. Hasn't turned the football over since the Carolina game. Good trends for Sam Bradford, getting better and better and better. And we'll talk to Merrill Reese about that in just a moment here. Merrill Reese, next up. Glenn, thanks for your bold predictions.
Always a pleasure, Dave.
Wonderful job. We've got Merrill Reese coming into studio next. So much to talk to with the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. Keep it right there. Eagles 360 returns in just one moment.